CliffCentral.com.
This is CliffCentral.com.
All she needed was some. You know what it is. You know what it is. It's the worst, guys. Malcolm Julie in the building, yo. Malcolm Julie in the building. What's happening? What's happening, yo? You are chilling with the worst guys.
All she needed was some.
We always keeping it hot, keeping it fresh on a Wednesday afternoon, baby.
All she needed was some.
The worst guys in the building. Yeah, man. How's it hanging, y'all? Just been joined by my homie. Riabetsu Cecile just hopped into the studio. Yo, let's say what's up to the home dog. What's happening, B?
What's happening, people? It's R-E-H-A-B. That's me.
R-E-H-A-B in the studio with Malcolm Julie, and we are the worst guys. And you know we're about to tear it up. We're always tearing it up in here, man. Hey, man, we had a dope introduction song. You know that All She Needed Was Some? That's our song from here on out, y'all. I hope y'all know.
Yeah, no. And I was also thinking, you know, another alternative would have been I'm all the way up, dog. I'm all the way up right now. All right,
yeah, I'm feeling hot. And I hope you guys are feeling fresh, too, because we're about to give you the best show that Cliff Central has. It's the worst guys on a Wednesday doing it the worst way. You know what I'm saying?
Wake up.
Yeah. All right. So let's dive right into it, man, because we don't have much time. We're just going to be in and out for y'all today. So let me tell you, first of all, what's happening in the world, man.
Playboy in trouble again. Playboy Penny at it again. Read about it. Extra. Please grab young Fallon. Extra. Read all about it. Life story of Playboy Penny. Extra. Read all about it. Me and that Playboy in trouble again. Extra.
Read all about it, man. There's been some shit that's popping off last week and up till now. So we're just going to tell you a little bit about it. First and foremost, the most important one, I believe, is that the legendary Mandoza has passed away, man. That is really...
Shonipi life, boy.
He's the guy. He's passed away from brain cancer, which was a really, really big loss for South Africa. Man, too many legends are dying this year.
You know, I feel like I might just also die, you know.
Just because you're a legend.
Legends are dying, you know. I must also leave.
You know what I think it is? I think God is making space for the new legends.
You know, make the circle bigger. Is it too soon?
It's too soon. Khotoba. So we'll be the next legends in line. I think that's what's happening right now. Somebody has to replace the Muhammad Ali's, the Mandozas, all these homies, dog.
Yeah, I don't rap in Vinic, you know. So I don't know who's out here to take my Mandoza's place, you know.
Hey, I don't know, but somebody who can speak English this time, maybe.
I think my E's on Mandoza's vibe, bro. I've been checking out my E. My E seems to be like a new age era sort of Mandoza. He's talking a spiller life, eh, boy, and I'm like, okay.
You stole that from somebody. Alright, so shout out to Mandoza for all the music he's hooked us up, man.
He's well appreciated.
Yeah, very much so. He's a legend. And yeah, man, what else has been happening? Okay, the student protests that have been going on across the country.
Hey, same shit, different year.
Yeah, man, people are not even going to class, bro. This is some serious shit. Universities have been shut down.
No.
UKZN, UCT, Wits University, all shut down.
UOFs.
Indefinitely, UOFs. See. Yeah. So now what's happening, man? I feel like y'all got a good holiday now, which is cool. Take a break. Take it easy. But I mean, exams are coming up soon.
I know. But like with Gareth Cliff and Thibaut Touch fighting for free data, you know, and cheaper data, I think it'll be easier for us to just, you know, learn via the internet.
Yeah, I mean, who needs class anyway? Yeah. Really.
I slept back in class and look where it landed me. On Cliff Central, baby!
Yeah, stay in school. But on the reals though, the student protests have been
insane.
Relatively peaceful, but there have been police arrests at Wits University, people throwing stones and the like. And yeah, man, that just complicates the situation because we need a peaceful resolution to the situation. And as we have said before, the biggest problem is that we can't afford free education. We can't. That's just the state of our nation as it is. And we have to be honest with ourselves. Maybe we can start small. really small.
Subsidizing.
But demanding zero fee increase every year is impossible. Otherwise, we'll just have shitty education. And then what's the point anyway?
You know, along with asking for or protesting for free education, you know, come with alternatives of where we can get the funds from.
Yeah.
Don't just come with, hey, I want this. Also come with a solution.
And then also pass your bloody shit.
Yes.
That's the problem. We have to pay for university where people aren't passing.
Wake up.
That's the truth. Wake up. So yeah, student protests across the board. That's what's happening in our country. And as Rehab mentioned earlier, the Data Must Fall campaign is blowing up, dog.
It's about time, actually. It's really about damn time.
It is about damn time, because I've been rolling on this Daily Data shit, bruh.
You can't watch porn on Daily Data. You can't do anything. The you minute it gets to the good part in that porn video, just as she's about to... then Vodacom sends you a nice message.
Yeah. Like, you lost your... Like, what MTN loves to do to me is tell me, hey, oh, yesterday, by the way, you used a whole lot of your airtime on data as opposed to buying a data bundle. Why didn't you tell me when it was happening, bitch? Why do you have to steal all my fucking data?
Yes, like when your data runs out and then they chow your airtime. Don't tell me first before I use my airtime.
Yeah, so this is some real business right now, because Thibaut Touch was on CNN about an hour ago and he was talking about the ridiculous data fees in South Africa and how it limits a lot of the people in our country, because internet is a basic human right, in my opinion. What do you think about that? Let me tell you why I say it's a basic human right. It's a basic human right because we live in an internet age where the majority of our information is accessed onto the internet. So that includes universities. They have to use internet in order to gain information. That includes everyday life for people. You know, you have to be able to be in contact. Yeah.
Okay, and yeah, I see where you're going with that.
Yeah, everything's happening on the internet. Social media, just in general, being able to connect with people means you have to have internet. When I don't have internet, I can't do shit. I don't do anything. I sit at home and I suck.
You can still smoke weed.
Yeah, you can do that. But that's always happening. Mm-hmm. But I'm saying, for real, we really do need a solution to this data situation. So Data Must Fall. Thibaut Touch, shout out to you. Actually, we haven't actually shouted you out, my boy. You're doing the bomber's job. What a homie. And I was just thinking, man, it's really such a pleasure to be at somewhere like Cliff Central, where we have people who are actually making shit happen in the world.
Besides just bringing quality content, you know, we're pioneers of movements.
We are the future. Keep up with the worst guys on cliffcentral.com. And you never know, we might just be the next big thing in this country, yo.
I don't know why you have to say might, as if we're not going to be the next best thing or already aren't.
That's a humble brag. That's what we call a humble brag. I don't want to be in people's faces. Because, you know, when you tell people you're the shit, people get nervous.
No, they get nervous because they know they're not the shit. Y'all need to just wake up.
Yeah. That's the truth. Y'all need to just wake up out there. Jump onto the podcast wagon, because they're the future, man. That's what's happening.
Yeah,
so,
man.
Actually, Thibaut Touch, go out there. Tell the parliament to give us cheaper data so you can make us some guaps out here, so our people can be able to download our podcast. I want people in the rural areas to be able to download this podcast. Shit, that shit will blow their minds.
So
bro,
they can also shonipi life.
Yeah. So Thibaut Touch and Gareth Cliff were at Parliament, literally in the House of Parliament, debating this. And I think that's magical, man. That's leadership, that's initiative, and it's something that everybody wants.
Yeah.
So we're going to get everybody on our side, and hopefully this is resolved sooner than later, because I feel like it might go on for a long time because corporate greed, you know, casual. But yeah, I really, really do appreciate the effort. And all in all, data must fall, right? Data must fall. Yeah, so that's about it from the news on this side.
BNS, way more in trouble again. Way more penny, at it again. Read about it. Extra, please grab young Farron. Extra. Read all about it. Life story of way more penny.
That's it from the news. So anyway, we are going to hop in right into the topic of today. We are talking about lobola, guys. Ilobola. I mean, the reason for this conversation was actually from last week. I was in the studio having a conversation with Candace Mama on the Weekly Mashup, which is a show that she hosts with Dumiso Masha. And we were talking about who should pay on the first date, etc., etc. Yeah, my opinions on that were given there. But I want to go specifically into feminism and what that means for Lobola. I see myself as a feminist. And feminism is essentially equality for both male and female. Equal treatment of both genders. So that's where Lobola becomes a little bit problematic for me. You know, paying money or exchanging money to another family for your bride to be. What do you think? Are you going to pay Lobola, Riyab?
I don't think I need to, you know.
Are you a vanilla killer out here, boy?
Hey, bye. Like, listen, I mean, I'm pro-black, you know, but the milk.
The milk.
The milk, though. I keep it full cream.
full cream. All right, so you're dodging it by going that way. I think a lot of homies are dodging Lobola by going that
way. No, I'm not dodging, but sometimes I like the Cocoa Pops, you know, with my milk. The Cocoa Pops. Abo Yellow Bone.
Yeah. But I really genuinely believe that some guys are avoiding it by going for other cultures because then they don't have to pay Lobola at all.
Hey, man, are we not a rainbow nation?
We are a rainbow nation indeed, dog. I much appreciate our rainbow nation. And I ain't judging nobody. But anyway, that's me too. I mean, I think we're pretty much in a similar boat when it comes to these ladies out here. I don't know, man. For me, it's all about equality. And the first alarm sign for me is the fact that some women are valued more than others when it comes to Lobola. So, for instance, if a woman has an education, if she has not had sex before, if she doesn't have any children, that makes her more valuable to the family than a woman who's been sleeping around, which apparently is a bad thing. Like, we don't all enjoy sex, guys. Come on, even you, Bab Mkhulu, who wants that cow? You know you were dipping the woman who weren't married when you were younger. So now why are you coming with this shit, dog? Let the woman be free. That's all I'm saying. So the different valuations of women. What do you have to say about valuing women differently because of their sexual past? Essentially, that's literally essentially what it is. If she has children, if she's had sex before, or the other one is if she's educated as well, which by now we want. I mean, like, everybody's educated, right? Okay, not everybody. That was a big lie. Yeah. But I mean, why should we pay for a different price for different women? That seems ridiculous to
classism.
Me. Classism. Yeah, that's exactly what it is.
It boils down just to classism. And the thing is, it's for me, it's kind of like I'm on the fence about it. I won't lie.
Yeah.
Simply because tradition is tradition, man. And as black people in the country, like, we're beginning to be a lot more conscious about our culture and where we come from and our background. So that's also one thing to take into consideration. I mean, if you lose that, then you're losing part of your culture and who you are.
Okay, and this is where I have to interject, because using the "it's our culture" argument is, I think, it's a bad argument to use, because a lot of the times our traditions and our cultures have been wrong and have been rooted in patriarchy. And in this generation where we're trying to get rid of something like patriarchy, saying we need to stick to our roots, needs to stick to our cultures, kind of diminishes that drive from everybody. Because, like you said, as black and African people, we are becoming more conscious. We are becoming aware. And I remember tweeting a few weeks ago, what do feminists think about Lobola? But I was specifically targeting female feminists, and I didn't get a response, and I really, really do want to know. So please hit us up on Twitter if you have an opinion on this, and we can read it out loud on air at @_worstguys, or just hit cliffcentral.com on Twitter and we'll be able to chat. The rest of our shit, you can catch us on Instagram, The Worst Guys, and Facebook, The Worst Guys. We always out here, man. Always out here making shit happen.
Yeah, man.
So yeah, that's the first thing. Valuing different women according to their past or their history. And then the second, I think, is the most obvious one, is the preferential treatment of one gender over the other, which is anti-feministic, and it's anti the future. That's what we need to look towards, the future. What is it going to be like? I mean, our cultures cannot dictate how we treat each other as individuals, if that means that the way we treat somebody else is going to infringe on their dignity or infringe on their right to equality. So I just want to know, why some people in our 21st century generation, the millennials, they call us, some millennials are 100% pro lobola. And I don't understand that it's my culture argument. There has to be something more substantive than it's my culture. Loiso Madinga, very funny guy. He actually has a joke about it because, I mean, if you do anything for a certain period of time, it'll become your culture. He goes on to say, like, if I leave a club drunk and I pee on the same pole every Saturday when I leave drunk and you come and say, no, don't piss on this pole. All you need to be like, hey, it's my culture. I've been doing this for the last 10 years. That's why I'm doing it now.
I see where you come from.
Yeah, bro. We have to make a conscious decision as to what is really equal, what is really fair.
At the same time, because I was also speaking to my mother about it, and what she had explained to me is that it's not necessarily seen in the sense of purchasing the woman, as most people would think about it as, or placing a specific price on her, but just as a sign of respect to the family. And that money isn't necessarily all from our side, because my sister just recently got married.
Yeah.
That money isn't necessarily going to the back pocket of, you know, my dad. It's actually going towards the wedding.
Yeah.
And starting the house for them and things that they may need going forward in the marriage that might help sustain them.
Yeah, this is my thing with that, is that why aren't the men being paid for? And this idea of attributing the role of the provider, the protector, to the man is applying gender roles to specific gender, and that's where patriarchy stems from. So my problem is the fact that only women get paid. In some cultures, like in the Indian culture, they pay a dowry where the female, the woman's family pays towards the males. And that still is exactly the same principle. Why is one being treated preferentially to the other? That is my biggest issue. Because, I mean, like, my parents raised me well. I'm a good kid.
Yeah. Fair enough.
Because that's an argument that people use very often. I was actually speaking to Simpiwe earlier. I actually want to get it in on here for her opinion, because we need a female opinion on lobola.
I've actually got one from a couple of ladies in Sandton, if you just want to...
Oh, okay, cool. Yeah. Let's do that. Are you... Okay, you're on the orcs there?
I'm already.
All right, let's do it.
Okay, so now I'm with Victoria and Vanessa, two lovely ladies. I just want to get their opinion as well. First of all, Vanessa.
Yeah.
Cultural-wise, what are you? Are you Sotho, Zulu?
Xhosa.
You're Xhosa?
Yes.
Sorry, I didn't get that.
I'm Xhosa.
All right. And I'm sure it's really predominant in the Xhosa culture.
It's very dominant in the Xhosa culture. Yes, it is.
All right. And then, so what's your take on it? Like, in the 21st century, is it still valuable?
I think it's very valuable, very applicable. It's something that should be still sustained and held on to and continued for generations to come.
All right. And then those that don't necessarily see the value of it, what do you make of that? Is it them losing their culture, being too westernized?
Look, I wouldn't say they detach from their culture, because it's not, I don't know. I think it varies from person to person. But for me, definitely it's something that I'd want to happen for me.
Okay. And Victoria, yourself, are you Xhosa, Zulu, Sotho?
I'm actually a foreigner. I'm Chewa. I'm from Zambia.
Oh, lovely. I would love to hear this. Do they have dowry in your country? I'm assuming they do, because it's an African tradition.
Yes, it is. It's very strong in my culture.
All right.
And I believe in it too, but I also believe that these days it ties people up. It feels like you owe someone something. So what I think is that growing up in the concrete jungle, because I never grew up in the village, I think that if a guy is going to pay for your lobola, he might as well just send the money to your bank account, because you're the one that's going to be cooking for him. You're the one that's going to be washing for him. You're the one that's going to be doing each and everything, including getting slapped behind closed doors. So I just feel like it...
Whoa. This is actually an interesting opinion, mainly because, you know, being in the 21st century... I had another opinion of women doing it for themselves. So not every single woman is, you know, doing the cooking, doing the cleaning, doing the washing, everything that you just mentioned right now. So in terms of that, from my opinion, like from what I take from what you just said, I feel as though you see it as the man actually owning the woman, and then whatever he pays for is basically what she has to do in terms of the chores around the house. Is that what you're saying?
That's exactly what I'm saying. If I get married, I don't want to do it for myself. I also want to be at home, but I might have a small job on the side, just something that won't take my time away from my husband. You understand?
So you're looking to be a kept woman?
I'm looking to be a woman that has something on the side while I'm being kept, because he's going to pay for my services, if I should say. Come on.
Okay, okay. We won't get too much into that. All right, final question, ladies. I know it might seem a bit intruding, but, all right, the people want to know, how much would you say you go for? Vanessa?
I am not being ridiculous. I want 250 cows.
Gee whiz, okay, okay. Ding, 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 ding. If we can get a value in rands, what would that be?
I'm not sure where's the calculator.
Wow, I don't think a calculator could even keep that value. Victoria?
Okay, I wouldn't mind 4 cows. 2 male, 2 female. I wouldn't mind 70,000. And a couple of goats here and there, just a mixture of different animals, goats and chickens. That's about it.
Jeez, I'm going to actually have to go find out at the hospital how much my kidneys go for, because it's quite expensive these days. Thank you very much, ladies. Really appreciate it.
Wow, 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 wow. Okay.
It's hoots in the streets of Sandton, boy.
In the streets of Sandton, papa.
You know, when you go to Sandton and you...
you behave in Sandton unless you jump.
If you're looking for a woman in Sandton, boy, you better be racked up.
250 cows.
They and do not a cow cheap.
Is estimated at 10K, if I last remember correctly, 10K. So that's a lot of money. I don't want to do the maths because I did maths literacy, baby.
Can I tell you something? If you get a lady of the night every single night until you die, it'll still be cheaper.
You see, and that's exactly what I'm talking about. The second person that you're talking to, I think her name is Vanessa.
Victoria.
Victoria. She was talking about the services that he will be providing for her man. This is exactly the problem. This instills those idea of patriarchy in our minds, where women have to cook for the man, women have to clean for the man, women have to stay at home. Of course, it's your choice, but the idea that this is the norm is what I find problematic. But anyway, that's just the opinions of some people in Sandton out there in the field, Barria Beto Sisele, and we are joined back in the studio with a lovely lady called Simpe, where we were just having this discussion outside before we went in, because we were a bunch of thorns and we decided we need a rose in this conversation to kind of, you know, balance it out and tell us the side of a beautiful, luscious female. Tell us, Simpe, what is your opinion on Lobola?
I still believe in lobola.
All right.
So no man is getting me for free. I don't care if you're Indian. I don't care if you're white. I don't care if you are colored. I don't care if you're from overseas. You're not getting me for free.
Hey,
no.
Man, get yourself a white man so at least you can claim some land.
And yeah, go cows. Get some land back for us, please.
Get some land and the cows with
but
the land.
You see, my thing is, like, I'm very old school, so I see it as you're thanking my grandmother, you're thanking the people that raised me for getting such a good woman. Your day one, I'm going to be with you from now till hopefully ever.
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm. That's my point that I was trying to raise as well. But now, what about refunds?
Sure.
No, forget refunds. Forget refunds. Let's talk about that point that you raised for a second. Mm-hmm. I was mentioning earlier that men have also been raised by parents. It also takes money to take them to school. They've also been groomed. They've also been made to be gentlemen. So why is it that we have to pay for the woman as opposed to the other way around? Or why not, let's just not do it at all and just fall in love?
I think when we look back at it, as a female, I'm leaving my home. I'm leaving security, and I'm trusting you, your dreams, your aspiration as a man. And I'm saying, lead me, take me forth. Hence, I'm taking your last name. Hence, I'm going to be living with you, and your mom becomes my mom. And it becomes this whole, you know, two families essentially becoming one. But I'm the link.
Right.
You know, I'm the link to those families. And I'm going to essentially, what your goals and your dreams, they become my goals.
You
they
have
become
to uplift
my
them.
Yes. And when we have kids, or if we ever do decide to have kids, you as a man, you're going to be like, okay, I'd like them to be raised like this. I'd like them to have this kind of, and we do it together. It's teamwork.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, I don't
really?
Think. yeah, it is. This is where my modern side comes in.
Okay.
You know? In terms of what sister was saying about services and beatings. No.
Okay, but I mean,
it's a 50-50 afterwards. If I cook, you're going to wash the dishes.
That's what I'm saying. It's 50-50. 50-50 is what you've just mentioned. And I want to ask you, do you think that men should be leading then the household, because what happens in cases where the woman's drives, ambitions and goals are much higher than the male's? Because this can happen because, you know, women are free now. So that's my whole problem, is that we're forgetting that women aren't in this cocoon where they have to aspire to the man's dreams, goals and visions. They can be the person who does that. And in that case, does where, and what if she's never home to cook because she's on that hustle? What if she's the breadwinner?
Hey, yo, I'm that girl. Hey, I'm that girl with that ambition. So I need, if you're gonna be in my life as a man, I don't hide that. I'm gonna tell you this is what I want to achieve in life. And if you can handle that as a man and you're okay, then it's cool. You know, there are some men that are okay with him bring the chick, bring in the bacon. But I will let you know that you need to do your part as well.
Mm-hmm.
You need to take the lead. As a chick, I want someone who will lead me.
Yeah.
You know, in as much as I'm saying I'm going to be the next Oprah, I'm going to achieve this, I'm going to...
There is some point where you're submissive.
Yes. And that's where my spirituality comes in, where I see him as, you know, the head of the house, where in the house, if, you know, we decide things together. But in the corporate world, it's not 50-50. What I want is what I want.
Yeah.
But you must understand that it's two different worlds. So yeah. People like to think that when I'm married and I come to work, I must be submissive to every man here.
No.
I'm going to be like, this is my story. This is what I want. But when I'm at home and my husband is like, hey, I think you should try this. Or, hey, let's try this and do this together. It's a different story.
Okay, so what I gather from you is that they are still gender roles to be played. At the end of the day, men and women are different.
Yes.
And biologically, men are the stronger, men are the protectors, men are supposedly the hunters.
Yes, and it's okay to embrace that. What I don't want is for someone to be like, this is me, I bought you, you're going to cook, you're going to do this. That's an abusive relationship.
But that's what ends up happening. Because you've paid this lobola, you end up saying to yourself, well, I bought something, it better
not fucking
all of them
work. Are like that. Not all of them.
Yeah, but that's what tends to happen, and that's why we get domestic abuse. That's why we get patriarchy, because
dude,
people
you get domestic
feel like
abuse in Caucasian families.
Yeah,
and there's no dowry.
Yeah,
there.
No doubt there. No doubt. But I'm saying that's what it leads to. The idea that
I think we need to redefine the question then, that because I feel labola is not the problem. The problem is men in the society. As a Zulu chick, I was brought up that, you know, if indoda ithi A or uthi B, that's something in the culture. That's something that happens in society. So we need to deal with that, because if he comes in and he's like, yebo, yim, baba, saying yenza A, B, C, D, E, F, G, I have to say yes. I can't speak about it. Why?
Yabo ke manje nansi inkinga leyo.
Why?
You see why? It's because he feels the right to be that person, because he's provided, like you've said. So now it's essentially a contract. It's like what I say about dating. A lot of the times when we talk about dating and the man has to pay, it's just an low-key cover for prostitution. When you pay... listen to me. Listen, before you get... before you get... this is what it is, because you pay for something, and if you say, especially Victoria, who said she's going to give services in return, that's why the man that's why the man feels entitled to do those things and to say my word goes, because yakumbula that time I paid for your ass.
that is the problem, because as I think we also need to raise strong women.
Yeah.
You know, I was brought up in a female household, so
Kanti, what have we been doing the whole time?
I think from a young age, I was brought up with the whole thing, and a lot of chicks get brought up with this whole thing that one day, Mtanam, you're going to cook for your husband. So they teach you how to cook at a very young age.
Mm-hmm.
They teach you how to clean the house. They teach you certain things, and they kind of groom you into this wife material. And then guys, on the other hand, can come home 7 o'clock at night, can come home and do whatever they want. They can go to parties.
Yeah.
They can do this. So when they meet a chick who's strong and saying, hey, I want someone who will fetch me, I want someone who will do this and A, B, C, it's taken in a different direction.
Aight.
You know, you didn't buy me when you took me out. No, I'm getting to know you.
Oh, okay. Okay. Okay.
And my money.
I understand. No. Let's leave it there. Let's leave it there. I feel like we are
round one.
Wait. I feel like we are about to agree to disagree on this topic, because
I think we should for now.
Yeah,
I think we should.
Before Rehab gets a blue eye in here, I mean, Simpia is about to knock this guy out. Or me, who knows? Because you're on her side, right? You're on the fence.
Like I said, I'm on the fence. I call myself a modern traditionalist.
Oh, okay. So
I'm gonna jack that.
Just stick to the vanillas, and then you don't have to worry about it at all, right?
I take offense as a black chick, eh?
Hey, I'd marry you any day. We can start talking right now, boy. We can get your family up in this building.
Matter of fact, I take you to Butcher's Grill right now. I get you a whole fucking cow if you want.
To Butcher's Grill? And I'll even get you some spicy biltong. Yo, that's what I'm talking about.
And the Robertson spice.
All right. So thank you very much for joining us, CPA. Your opinions are very, very much valued. So yeah, that's the conversation on Lobola, man. You can still hit us up on the Twitter streets if you want to join in the conversation. We'll be pushing our podcast for the longest time, yeah, man. So we're just going to tell you what we're up to in the upcoming weeks, just so that you know what the worst guys are doing, because we all up in your face.
Always.
All up in your face.
Wake up.
All right. So the first thing, as usual, is Giles Restaurant. We won't be having a show this week. We've decided to move it to Wednesday so we can make it the worst Wednesday and do it in the best way. So you'll have our podcast at 2, and then you'll come to the Giles show on Wednesday night, and you'll lamau your ass off, girl. So yeah, just remember from now on out, our shows at Giles Restaurant in Craigwell Park are on Wednesdays. We will not be having a show this week. We're going to start beautiful and fresh in the month of October. Yeah, my birthday month too. Yeah. So you better know that's happening. And also, I'll be performing at Parker's Comedy Club on Friday next week, the 7th of October. So be sure to come to Parker's on Friday. What else is happening, Ria? Have you got any stories?
Nothing confirmed yet, that's on my side, but I will keep you guys updated. Beautiful people.
Yeah. Follow us on Facebook, follow us on Twitter. Doesn't even matter. We're going to be in your face soon enough. You don't have to believe me, but watch it happen, yo. Watch it happen. All right. So before we play out, you know what we're going to do? We're going to give you the freestyle with the worst guys. We're just going to go in on our bars. Simpio was a bit scared to do the freestyle with us, so she ran away for this part. But it's okay. We hold it down, right? This is what we do. So my boy Rieb, Hit these homies up, yo.
Hey. Okay, now we were just speaking about dowry. I need a woman that's going to empower me. I need a woman to start an empire with. I mean, someone to make my wife with. This life with is getting kind of hard. It's leaving me with scars. I mean, the better scars just means I made it through the hard times and the rough times, through my grind, through the sunshine. I always stay so sublime. I do it all the time. From 9 to 5 and 2 to 3 is when the worst guys come through. You see, me and Markham Dooley, we at 9 Grafton Avenue with Giles Restaurant. Oh yes, it's so funny. And we get the money, $20 entry. Hey, next Wednesday, come and play with the worst guys in the worst way.
Oh, and I'ma pick your bite up, cause you know I'm the one who doesn't give a fuck. I'm just out here telling the truth, trying to be the proof, trying to raise the roof. It's fire in this room. Oh, I mean, we've been talking about this shit for a minute, but people aren't even fucking listening. So we're gonna take you back to the old days where we don't pay dowry, man. It's our own way. We're the future millennials. We don't give a shit about these things that people have been selling us for years and centuries. I mean, everybody needs to get their degree so they could get the Lobola monies. I mean, I don't even wanna do that shit, because I'm out here vanilla killing it. Cause I mean, I'm Malcolm Dooley. Everybody wanna come to me and say this coconut G. I say for Malcolm Dooley's are the best guys in the world, you see. So let me not let you stress, we are the fucking best. And don't detest what I'm doing when I'm here in the Cliff Central studio. You know we gonna get some roofies up and turn up the roofio. Oh man, my jams are getting slow, so now let me go and leave you for show. Hey, yo, Rehab, you want to leave us with some words of wisdom for the week?
Yeah, man. People, wake up. When you look good, you feel good. When you feel good, you do good. So just go out there and be your best, man.
Yeah. This is Malcolm Julie, and I've been chilling with my boy, Rehab Cecile.
Peace.
And we are the worst guys. Catch you next week, Wednesday, yo. We are out. CliffCentral.com.